Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with the latest. Hopefully the other states and territories follow Queensland's lead when it comes to their flood response. Homes purchased as part of a buyback scheme following the 2022 crisis will be demolished starting today as part of a joint state-federal initiative worth close to $750 million. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says it's a major shift in how they respond to persistent flooding.
We want to make sure nobody again has to go through what these homeowners went through, not just last year, but in previous floods.
PM Anthony Albanese is expected to head to the Northern Territory today as Alice Springs deals with a crime wave. The state's police commissioner claims alcohol is one of the key factors contributing to a crime spike. However, Jamie Chalker says it's vital we learn what's actually driving the behaviour, and he wants key Commonwealth agencies to be at the table when solutions are worked through. Looking overseas, and more deaths in the states thanks to gun violence. Police are investigating two shootings which appear to be connected at a farm and trucking business in San Francisco, which has left 7 dead. A man's in custody. It follows the deaths of 11 people in an attack in LA at a dance studio during Lunar New Year celebrations this week. Back home, and heartless scammers are targeting flood victims in the Kimberley region of WA with a bogus offer for disaster relief payments. The scam appears to come from a friend encouraging them to contact an agent via a Facebook link to receive $20,000. And what a wake-up call on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Footage is doing the rounds online of two kangaroos brawling before falling into someone's tent. Apparently people were sleeping inside at the time. Russian Yelena Rybakina is the first woman through to the Oz Open semi-finals. She's beat Latvian Elena Ostapenko in straight sets. The Brisbane Bullets have confirmed their player Harry Froehlich will miss the rest of the NBL season after an alleged assault. Officials say the alleged incident happened after the team's away game in Wollongong. Pies vice-captain Darcy Moore's confident he'll be right for the club's AFL season opener against the Cats in March after suffering a bone infection in December, which led to a hospital stint. And our Aussie women's T20 side's bowling first in their opening clash with Pakistan in Sydney.